since President John F. Kennedy, Massachusetts politicians have a poor record when running for the White House. But can two-term Governor Deval Patrick reverse the trend? I'm Sam Hudzik, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined by Matt Murphy, a reporter with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Well, former Governor Patrick was at a radio station event in Kansas City and said running for president in 2020 was on his radar. Matt, this isn't the first time Patrick has considered a White House campaign. Any reason to think it'll be different this time around?
It's not. I think what was interesting about these comments in particular was it's probably the most forceful that Patrick has ever been in expressing that he may actually be interested in this. His name has often been bandied about. There have been the stories about Obama confidants urging him to run, urging him to think about it. But, you know, he has always taken that position that many politicians do and never completely slamming the door, just leaving it slightly ajar. For him to come out and say that he is actively working through this, thinking about it, and considering whether or not he might be one of the best people in the Democratic Party to step forward in 2020, I think is an advancement of where people might have thought he was sitting in the 2020 field.
And of course, Massachusetts politicians from John Kerry to Mitt Romney to Michael Dukakis, among others, all failed in their bids for the White House. For 2020, the state could, I guess, have two potential candidates, Patrick as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren. Do you see that happening?
Patrick, Warren, you know, there's always that wild card that people like to take to look at Congressman Seth Moulton and wonder if he might be thinking about it. The path for former Governor Patrick is an interesting one. I mean, a liberal from Massachusetts, a former governor. It's unclear that that's exactly where the party wants to go in 2020. You know, after watching President Trump win, there was a lot of talk about how the Democratic Party needed to reconnect with Rust Belt states like Ohio and Pennsylvania. I don't know that Governor Patrick fits that billing. But, you know, as Governor Baker said last week when he was asked about this, Governor Patrick is one heck of a campaigner, the governor said. And I think that remains true. He can be a charismatic person on the stump. He does have a loyal following here in Massachusetts. And I think liberals and Democrats around the country still remember him as governor when he had a fairly large national profile. And it's going to be a crowded field, though. So I think it's very difficult to predict this point who would emerge from that.
All right. Well, let's get to Beacon Hill now. Last week, the snowstorm slowed much of the action in the State House. What's going on this week?
Well, this week, budget hearings are resuming. It's been a relatively slow start to the 2018 legislating season after what was a pretty slow and uneventful 2017. But things are going to pick up. I mean, the House on track for its budget debate in April. They're continuing this week with their hearings, as I said, and there are many major things on their agenda that they really need to get the ball rolling. And we did hear last week after the death of former Rep. Peter Cocott, who was spearheading the House's effort to do health care reform. The House is entrusting that duty now to Representative Jeff Roy of Franklin, and House Majority Leader Ron Mariano is going to lead the floor debate for them. So they're trying to put the pieces in place to try and get their agenda back on track.
All right. Well, let's wrap up on voter registration. Last week, Massachusetts High Court heard arguments in a case about the requirement that voters register at least 20 days before an election. Some say that's an unconstitutional requirement and they want same-day voter registration. What's the next step in all this?
I think, you know, you start to get the sense that maybe people want to wait and see what exactly the court does. There is a push to do same-day voter registration. There's also a push among groups like Common Cause and some election access advocates on Beacon Hill also for automatic voter registration, which would have people automatically registered if they are eligible to vote when they have transactions or have a point of contact with the government at either the Registry of Motor Vehicles or through MassHealth. So there are those two proposals, and then this court case. I think you might see if the court does strike down the 20-day registration deadline, the legislature could have to deal with that, and then you could see some of these other proposals, if there is support and appetite to do them, kind of wrapped into one big solution. So I think it's a little bit of a wait and see right now.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, is now a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts or at npr.net/podcast. This is New England Public Radio.